7:35 the time, 25 minutes before 8 o'clock. It is the Mornings with Ed show on, and stunning now. It's a stunning Thursday morning. Sun is up. It's beautiful outside. Welcome to the program. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we'll be talking to Sharla Beatty. Sharla's with Cox Communication. Cox is joining for, yeah, Cox the cable people, the same people that I'm struggling to get ESPN Deportes from. But we'll be talking about, and I want to ask her about that. Am I specific? You know, I know we're going to talk about important stuff here, Sharla, but let's talk about my personal cable problems. They are forming a team with Team Gleason, the Team Gleason Foundation, the New Orleans Saints player that was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is ALS, back in 2011. Cox has some very, very innovative news for us this morning. Delighted to hear that and excited to talk to Sharla. At 8:30 this morning, we'll be speaking with the mayor. Bob Whalen steps in. I got some really pointed questions that I thought of. And you know, again, thank you for sending in your questions as well. But I think right now I got it covered this morning. But I will, of course, if you do send a question by text at 949-715-5936, always happy to pass those questions along to the mayor for you. So we were talking about the Johnson & Johnson virus. And the fact that it's been pulled, as 6 people out of 7 million have come down with a rare blood clot. So I wanted to describe the difference between the Johnson & Johnson vaccines, as well as Johnson & Johnson is the same type of vaccine that AstraZeneca is, and the difference between those two and the difference between the science in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. There's a definite difference in the science. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as well as AstraZeneca, these are viral vector vaccines, and they use a modified version of a different virus, which is why we call it the vector, to deliver the important instructions to our cells. So first, the vector, not the virus that causes COVID-19, but a different harmless virus, will enter a cell in our body and then use the cell's machinery to produce a harmless piece of the virus that causes COVID-19. This piece is known as a spike protein and is only found on the surface of the virus that causes COVID-19. Next, the cell displays the spike protein on its surface, and our immune system recognizes it doesn't belong there. What this does is this triggers our immune system to begin producing antibodies and activating other immune cells to fight off what it thinks is an infection. And at the end of this process, our bodies have learned how to protect us against future infection with the virus that causes COVID-19, of course. The benefit is that we get this protection from the vaccine without ever having to risk the serious consequences of getting sick with COVID-19. And again, they say that any temporary discomfort experienced after getting the vaccine is a natural part of the process and an indication that the vaccine is working. So that's the viral vector vaccine, the science that goes into making the Johnson & Johnson and the AstraZeneca vaccines. So mRNA vaccines give instructions to our cells to make a harmless piece, that same harmless piece of what's called a spike protein, and it's found on the surface. The same situation there. The spike protein can only be found on the surface of the virus that causes COVID-19. What they do there, the difference in the science is mRNA vaccines are given in the arm, of course. Once the mRNA are inside the immune cells, the cells themselves use them to make the protein piece. After the protein piece is made, the cell breaks down the instructions and gets rid of them. Now, next, the cell displays the protein piece on its surface. And like the previous science, Our immune systems recognize that the protein doesn't belong there and begins building that immune response and making antibodies. It's very, very, very close to what happens in natural infection against COVID-19. At the end of the process, our bodies have learned how to protect against future infections. So it's essentially the same. And some facts about mRNA vaccines, they do not use any of the live virus that causes COVID-19. And they do not interact with our DNA in any way whatsoever. mRNA never enters the nucleus of the cell, which is where our DNA, our genetic material, is kept. The cell, as we mentioned, breaks down and gets rid of the mRNA as soon after it's finished, after, you know, making, giving our cells those instructions. And I hope I haven't cluttered it up. I hope I've cleared it up a little bit, the difference in the two sciences behind those vaccinations.